I don't know if anything significant will come out of it, because, as you know, the government, President Robert Mugabe, is pursuing what they call a lookist policy, in which ties with countries like China and Russia and so on and so forth. In the last few months, we have heard a lot, particularly in the public media, claims that there are mega deals that have been signed between the government of China and also even with the government of Russia. But we have not seen those mega deals. They've just remained on paper. We haven't seen any significant, you know, investment inflow coming into the country. So, you know, in as much as the public media has tried to create this hullabaloo about investment from this country, we have not seen anything significant. You also need to understand that Russia is struggling with its own issues. You know, it has just been slapped with sanctions. You know, there's international isolation. So for Mr. Mugabe, this is a way of, you know, saying to the West, you know, an enemy of an enemy becomes a friend. And that's why, you know, the president is there. That's why he's been attending those commemorations, and he's been holding several meetings with senior officials in that government.
And what needs to be done by Zimbabwe as a country to make sure that, you know, such meetings do, at the end of the day, yield something positive that can change or help the ordinary person on the street in particular?
Well, no investor, whether Chinese, Russian, European or American, is going to put their money into Zimbabwe as long as the government of Zimbabwe has not demonstrated that it is ready to do business. And demonstrating that it is ready to do business is by ensuring that you have a clear investment code, particularly around issues of indigenization and empowerment. Number two is to ensure that you respect the rule of law, and you demonstrate that you respect for the rule of law by implementing the Constitution. Right now, they have not implemented the Constitution. You know, there is continuation of violation of property rights. If you look at the cases of, you know, Didmus Mutasa, Themba Mlisiwa, never mind how they acquired those farms. According to the law, they are the legal owners of those farms, but you know, they've been kicked off, or they are being threatened to be kicked off that land, which shows that there is no respect for property rights in this country. And no sane investor is going to be bringing their money where, you know, the next morning they can wake up with a new owner claiming to be the legitimate owner of their property. As long as those issues are not addressed, Zimbabwe will not be able to attract the kind of investment that's going to help to retool the economy and create the much-needed employment, because the biggest problem that the country faces today is that of joblessness.